Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Tuesday afternoon. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. In a moment, I'm going to be joined by Greta Bedakovich. She is with the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to be talking about what is going on with the mid-decade redistricting and the race to the bottom. How do we fix this particular problem of gerrymandering to serve one political party or the other? It's never good. I myself want to see competitive districts. But before we get there, we got to take care of a bit of business. Here's some of the breaking news of the day. Federal prosecutors unsealed a felony indictment late yesterday alleging that an LGBTQIA civil rights lawyer made a false declaration to a panel of federal judges in Alabama who were looking into allegations of judge shopping by LGBTQIA-aligned legal organizations that were challenging the state's ban on gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors. The indictment of Carl Charles, who is counsel in the Southern Regional Office of Lambda Legal, is not actually about those allegations, but it's an allegation that he, again, said something that was false to a panel of federal judges. I've looked into the details of this case, and I just want you to all know this. What he was being asked about was not clear. It was about a set of things that had occurred in this litigation in a week span of time that were very confusing. And he, within hours, corrected and added more information to his testimony to those judges. That is not a criminal offense. It is very clear that he didn't intend to mislead, that he tried to correct the record as soon as he remembered or reviewed his phone records. And I put that in sharp contrast to the intentional fabrications and lies that come out every day by Donald Trump and most of his cabinet. If we put all of those people under oath, if I put Scott Bessent under oath and I said, do customers pay tariffs? What do you think he would say? Do you think he would say no? Yeah. That happened again yesterday, that indictment getting unsealed quite late. I also wanted to share you a bit of breaking news about some polling information. In the latest YouGov and Economist poll, Donald Trump has lost a whopping 20 points, taking him from overall positive approval ratings to deep negative disapproval ratings since his inauguration. Again, that is a swing of 20 points in this Economist YouGov polling. It is 20. He is now 22% negative. In January, he's basically almost even. Now he is fully underwater. It is pretty outstanding. And close to home, locally here in the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, frequent guest of this program, has formally launched his campaign to become Wisconsin's next governor. He joins the race with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez in the Democratic primary field, although folks expect others to potentially jump in, as well as on the Republican side, manufacturing CEO Bill Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Showman. We will be talking to the county executive very soon on this program. Can't wait to have that fine discussion. And with that, very excited to introduce you all to Greta Bedakovich. She is with the Center for American Progress Action Fund. She's worked on Capitol Hill as a policy advisor in the U.S. Senate Committee on Rules and Administration for Senator Amy Klobuchar. She knows a lot about voting and election security administration. So welcome to the show, Greta. Can you just bring us up to speed? Like, where do we stand right now in terms of this mid-decade gerrymandering? I'm pretty sure we got the new maps are happening in Texas. California has approved a ballot measure that voters will vote on about whether or not they will, in fact, adopt those new maps. They will vote on that in November. And now Missouri's House of Representatives has approved a new map in Missouri, as I understand it. Is that the current state of play? Flesh this out for folks a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. I think that's a great recap of the situation that we're at. And the only nuance I'd add, is that we saw Texas Republicans gerrymandering under five congressional districts, right? Five of them directly at the orders of President Trump, which, as you just read out on the polling, is exactly why they're doing this, to escape accountability, to escape voters, to make sure that they're not losing the House because of their unpopular policies, with that five-seat pickup in Texas, and Governor Newsom's proposal that voters will vote on would provide additional five Democratic-leaning districts for California, essentially neutralizing, right, what Texas is trying to do. And now we have Missouri, which is trying to pick up one additional congressional seat directly for President Trump. And the next question is going to be which blue state is going to answer that one seat pickup, and whether or not states like Florida, Nebraska, and Indiana are also going to go ahead and continue or start redistricting at the order of the president.
This seems to me to be problematic on many, many fronts. Not only that Texas has their maps, the maps have been triggered in most of our states by the decennial census. When he orders up a mid-decade gerrymander, doesn't that, by definition, isn't that basically election fraud, if you follow my logic? Donald Trump screams about stolen elections, blah blah blah. But if you're directing your allies who control state legislatures and state governors' offices to engage in an irregular, hasn't happened in a very long time, mid-decade gerrymandering to give you more seats, that to me is election fraud. You're stealing votes from people. You're undoing the will of voters. Or is that too much of an exaggeration, Greta?
I don't think it's an exaggeration. I think it's election rigging, plain and simple. He's made very clear this is explicitly to pick up Republican seats, explicitly so that he can hold on to power in Congress. But I think it's also important to understand this is not the first time that he's tried to rig elections in this way, right? We all remember in 2020 when he called Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia to find 12,000 additional votes. Now he wants five Republican seats. The same thing is happening again.
Yeah, it seems to me that if a Democrat had ever attempted this, literally people would be taking to the streets armed,
Oh,
based
yeah.
on what occurred on January 6th. Like, if that, based on a lie, was enough for people to take up arms and beat the hell out of cops and stop the peaceful transition of power, if this was a Democratic president pulling the same thing in completely blue controlled states, do you think the "don't tread on me" folks might be taking up arms? I mean, why? I don't understand the hypocrisy from Republicans. Why is this? What is the Republican defense for Donald Trump doing this? It's just my team that's winning, so it's fine.
I would also love to understand the hypocrisy. I mean, when Joe Biden, tried to get departments like the Department of Education to register more students to vote through an online portal, Republicans thought that that was like a huge, autocratic takeover. But Donald Trump picking up the phone for additional congressional seats is just fine. I mean, their reasoning behind this is essentially saying that they got the short end of the stick in the census, and that they should have had all these additional congressional seats anyway. And that's kind of how they're explaining away, what they're doing right now. But it's important to note that the voters aren't buying it. I mean, their own voters are not buying this, right? Missouri polling has shown, Indiana polling has shown that voters do not want, independent Republican and Democrat, do not want their states to redistrict in response to Donald Trump, or like for Donald Trump. And so they don't have the voters on this either. And state legislatures really need to be listening to that if they want to keep their seats.
So we're in this race to the bottom. I have opined on this show. This is my opinion. This is not Greta's opinion. I have opined on this show that I think it is absolutely appropriate for Democrats to do this in response to election rigging by Donald Trump. And it is important for Democrats to do this because at the end of Donald Trump's reign of terror, I certainly hope that we have a democracy still. And I also think it has been in blue states, nearly exclusively, to the best of my knowledge, exclusively, that they have engaged and embraced independent redistricting committees, and moved away from legislators or elected officials picking their voters instead of voters picking their elected officials. What's the solution here? Because it seems to me we should have some law that prohibits exactly what's happening here.
We 100% do need a law. So, you know, 4 years ago, Congress tried to pass federal redistricting standards that would have prevented this from happening. If the Freedom to Vote Act had passed that all Democrats voted for on a united basis, we would have not only an explicit ban on mid-decade redistricting, which is what Texas is doing, but also better guardrails to ban partisan and racial gerrymandering. So one, we absolutely need a federal law, but like you were saying too, we have 11 states that have made good faith efforts to kind of, you know, prevent the tide of gerrymandering on their own. 8 of those are Democratic governed, 3 of them are Republican governed, but these 11 states really just can't, you know, hold the fort on their own. And we don't see deep red states like Texas or Missouri coming to the table at all. And so really what we've seen over this like 2-decade project of redistricting commissions is in many ways Democrats have given up a lot of power in Congress in order to make these good faith efforts. So Republicans are not coming to the table. And so I think one of the things that we've been exploring and have put a proposal forward for is that states adopt these redistricting commissions, both blue and red, should put them on pause until Congress enacts federal standards and we can truly realize potential of these commissions, because right now they're being taken advantage of.
This is the thing that if I was in a thoroughly red county or a blue county in a state of an opposite overarching power structure, so I tend to be a Trump voter in a blue state, or I tend to be a Democratic voter and I'm in a red state, we should be asking all of our elected officials to make this commitment, especially elected officials in our House of Representatives and Senate. But I'm going to focus on the House because, Greta, it seems to me, and the connection here is gerrymandering is bad for everybody, because the more gerrymandered the district is, the more your vote doesn't matter, not just for voters that vote with the dominating party in that district. Once that person is elected, they don't have to listen to you anymore because they're nearly certain to continue to win re-election. Gerrymandering puts legislatures, especially on the House side, basically into a completely unaccountable never-never land. If you think Congress is dysfunctional, if you want more bipartisanism, we need to get rid of the gerrymandering, and we're going to continue to discuss how to do that, the steps that you can undertake, and the specific legislation we should be asking all of our elected representatives to give a big bear hug to. When we come back, we're with Greta Bedakovich from the Center for American Progress Policy Fund, Action Fund. I'm getting all tongue twisted here. The Center for American Progress Action Fund. I'm Maggie Dawn. Stay with us despite my mumbles and fumbles right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.